Welcome back to Building the Bakken. I'm your host, Jason Spies. In this segment of our 2014 Building the Bakken Energy Policy Special, we talk with Public Service Commission candidate Brian Kalk. Once again, a reminder of the ground rules. Each candidate received the questions in advance. They have 3 minutes to answer the question. All interviews were done face-to-face, and we ask that the candidates refrain from mentioning the opponent's name within their response, that they stick to their ideas, platforms, and thoughts. This is North Dakota Public Service Commissioner candidate Brian Kalk.
Tell me why the people of North Dakota should cast their vote for you for Public Service Commissioner.
Well, first off, Jason, thanks for having me on the show today. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk to some of your listeners. I guess just a little background about me. I grew up in Botineau, graduated high school in the 80s, spent 20 years in the Marine Corps, retired, taught at North Dakota State. And in 2007, actually, is when we first started our first chance to run for election to the Public Service Commission. So in 2008, we got elected by the voters of North Dakota. We talked a lot about energy security, how important it is to make sure North Dakota can develop its resources wisely. We ran that successful campaign, got elected. I've been in the job now for almost 6 years, and we're running for re-election. And the biggest reason I think the voters should vote for me is we've got the background experience to meet the challenges ahead. I've got a background in energy development. I've got a background in natural resources. The challenges going on in the state right now, they're great opportunities, but nevertheless, you've got to have the right people that can make the right decisions. And we've been very successful in the Public Service Commission over the last 6 years with whether it's coal or oil or natural gas, growing our energy resources, making sure we reclaim the land, make sure we do our best to keep our cost of electricity down. I saw some numbers that had, right now, North Dakota has the lowest cost electricity in the country. So I've been doing a good job. We've got a good team there, and let's keep it together.
Next question is on distribution. What are your views, platforms, or thoughts on pipelines and rails in North Dakota as it relates to the Public Service Commission?
Absolutely. Thank you, Jason, for the question. The one thing that's always interesting about the commission is the jurisdictions we have or we don't have. And that's always very challenging for everyone, I guess, to walk through. And the way I best look at it is that, you know, if it's a gathering line, it's industrial commission jurisdiction. If it's a transmission line of oil and natural gas, we have a role in the Public Service Commission. And, of course, if it's pipelines that transit the state, it's PHMSA. So you've got a lot of jurisdictional things going on there. But my view on the pipelines is this, that the more pipelines you build, the less trucks in the road. The more pipelines you build, the less traffic you'll have on your rails. And so you've got to build these pipelines. You've got to build them safely. You've got to protect them when they're in the ground. And one thing that I've really been aggressive on the last 6 years is the Call Before You Dig program. Before I got to the commission, nobody had ever been fined for violating the Call Before You Dig law. And we've had a very aggressive program on education. We've also enforced up to 30 different companies have been fined for violating Call Before You Dig. So you've got to build these pipelines in the ground, but then you've got to protect them so somebody's not out there with a backhoe and puts it through there. And that's the biggest reason you have leaks in pipelines is third-party damages. And it's not just pipelines. It's also for fiber optics. It's also for electricity lines. So my view on pipelines is you've got to build them. You've got to build them safely. You've got to protect them. In the hearings that I've been involved in, a lot of them, we've asked for extra protections, extra shutoff valves, extra pipe thickness, so we've got to build them safely. The railroad question, the second part of your question, back to that limited jurisdiction. The PSC has really small jurisdiction on railroads right now. And that's back to the 80s when some of the rules changed on who regulates railroads. It's mostly Surface Transportation Board. But the areas we do have is, you know, whether it's a public or private crossing, we have a say in that. And also if someone's a captive shipper as far as they're getting treated unfairly, and moving their ag products. So that's our jurisdiction. But we are doing right now is a couple big things is that we're in deliberation in the PSC about should we take the big railroads, the CP and BNSF, to court, quite honestly, that they're not treating our ag shippers properly, that oil is getting preference over ag. So we're going through that process right now to make sure that our ag producers are treated fairly. And I'll go back to my pipelines. The biggest thing we can do to get the stress off the rails is build these pipelines. So we're working with the Senate delegation and our congressman to make sure we keep the pressures on the railroad right now. We're working through our jurisdiction to make sure that our ag producers are treated fairly, and we're just working the problems.
Next question is about the environment. What are your views, platforms, or thoughts on reclamation, spills, and flaring in regards to the Public Service Commission?
Sure, absolutely. You know, the jurisdiction, we've got reclamation over a variety of things. People sometimes forget about our coal reclamation program. It's one of the best programs, if not, I would say the best program in the country. The North Dakota Coal Reclamation Program was started long before the federal rules came into place. Once the active mining has been completed, there's a 10-year process that our guys and gals go out there, make sure the land is put back the way it was, make sure it's seeded, and then eventually we'll turn it back into production. So we've got a very good reclamation program for our coal. Recently, the commission took some aggressive steps in reclamation of wind farms. When the wind farm life is done, we're going to make sure that those towers come back down and the land is get reclaimed. We've asked for some financial assurances from the company. And on the pipelines that we have jurisdiction on, we do post-construction inspections. We make sure that land is put back the way it was. I will admit that the challenges in jurisdiction between gathering lines and transmission lines, there are some pipelines out there that have to be reclaimed better. And that's the role of the state of North Dakota now has a pipeline number that people can call with questions. We're working with our partners in pipelines, the Industrial Commission, but we've got to stay very, very aggressive and make sure we put the pipelines in the ground safely, but also reclaim the land back so we can put it into production. The next question you asked about flaring, the commission has approved several of these natural gas processing plants. A lot of them come to mind are One Oak and Hess, take the gas, convert it into different things. And so we've gone through, I think, four or five of those right now, and we're going to continue to see more of them. We got to make sure they're sited properly and make sure that that gas moves to markets, that we have the pipelines to do it. So I think the flaring piece of it also, the more uses for natural gas, we're using natural gas to make electricity. The commission has sited up to in my time, about 300 megawatts of power for natural gas to electricity. So you've got to have more uses for the gas. And I'm thinking, what was the third question, the third part of your question, Jason?
Spills,
of course. Absolutely. One of the things that is going to happen on pipelines is you have to make sure you've got good emergency response plans when they're built. So when we go through the siting process, we're always asking questions about what their emergency response plan is, what's the capability, what's the response time, and the state has really improved those as a state, but individual companies have really stepped up over the last 5-6 years. So the goal is to not have any spills, but you have to be ready when those spills take place. And so that's where I think that our job in the PSC is to make sure those plans are filed with PHMSA approved, we've got the response capabilities, and then when the spills do happen, because they're going to happen, somebody's going to take a backhoe and put it through there, so that's the protection piece. But you've got good remediation plans that come into play, and that's where it's shared jurisdiction once again between the EPA at the federal level and the North Dakota Health Department. Once a spill takes place, it gets reported. We go do the after-action investigation about what happened, if it's a jurisdictional pipe to us. But then the Health Department and the EPA will develop a response plan. And that's one thing that it's a holistic process. You build it, you protect it, and you have to be ready to go in case the spills take place.
And that was Brian Call, candidate for North Dakota Public Service Commissioner. To listen to other candidates on our 2014 Building the Bakken Energy Policy Special, visit our website at www.buildingthebakken.com. The 2014 Building the Bakken Energy Policy Special is sponsored by MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Visit their website at www.mbienergyservices.com. MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. The Crude Life Photography. When you've got a project that requires a crude approach, contact the Crude Life Photography. Email sales at thecrudelife.com. That's sales at thecrudelife.com. The Crude Life Photography. When your photos need a crude approach. And Montana Rig Mat. Better mats, better prices. Montana's original rig mat company. Montana Rig Mat. Visit their website at www.mtrigmat.com. Montana's original rig mat company, Montana Rig Mat.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBI Energyservices.com.